This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Hope you're getting a good start to Friday here across Michigan. In music history, on this day, April 20th, 1993, that's 25 years ago for you, those of you counting along at home, Aerosmith released their album Get a Grip. We heard a little of Eat the Rich there, one of the singles from the Get a Grip album from Aerosmith. One of the worst album covers of all time. I don't even really want to describe it to you, but if you owned it, or you can Google it, the Aerosmith album Get a Grip, that is a poor album cover. I'm not sure who signed off on that in the final stage. Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. And welcome on to the program, Larry Rosett, President of Environmental Management Association. And you can find out more about them, emaweb.org, emaweb.org. Larry, welcome into the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time this morning. You know, I just caught this story. I'm originally from the Chicago area. I'm a White Sox fan. And I said, the Chicago White Sox baseball team teaming up with the Shedd Aquarium to become the first Major League Baseball team to reduce single-use plastic straws for the season. So the White Sox are going to serve drinks without plastic straws for the rest of the season and, I guess, into the future. You can get a biodegradable straw upon request, but I guess these plastic straws are a problem. Is that right?
Well, all plastic can be a problem if it's not taken care of correctly and responsibly. You know, right now with the oceans, there's a tremendous amount of plastic that is deposited in them, and it creates issues for the environment from the fish and, you know, just all the organisms that are in the ocean. And there are companies that are creating ways to get that back out of there.
So next time I head to the south side of Chicago, I either have to bring, you know, I can bring a reusable straw, I guess, or just go without. It's okay. We'll survive. Larry,
right.
Earth Day is this Sunday. It's April 22nd coming up. What kind of activities or events are planned around that day?
Well, our organization is made up of industry professionals, the environmental industry. So we have everybody from waste companies to recyclers to creative ways of handling waste and just acting in a more responsible way when it comes to getting rid of our byproducts. And what, you know, if you go on our website, you'll see that, you know, our statement is Earth Day is every day. This is not a one day in the year type approach to the environment. And what it's interesting that the interview happened today. Last night we had our annual awards banquet. Mm-hmm. And the philosophy of our company or our organization is to recognize people that are doing the right things, give them a little pat on the back. And we also encourage our students. We judge the science fair projects down here that are environmentally based, and we gave out four scholarship awards last night to four young ladies that are doing some incredible things on how to help us be more sustainable and eliminate our footprint. And we also recognize two companies that are also making a difference day in, day out. One of the companies, our winner, Detroit Dirt, they're working to reclaim all the waste food. Hmm. In America, every year, there's $218 billion, that's with a B, billion dollars of food waste. So, like, when you go to that ball game and you throw half that hot dog into the dumpster, or it ends up in a dumpster, that food waste just sits and biodegrades in a landfill. What they're doing is they're taking it, they're turning it into compost, they're using that dirt to grow and clean other areas of soil and help us to reclaim some of the brownfield sites that are around the state.
And see, that's a big thing for me. I hate throwing food away. And so that my wife knows how to get me to eat her leftovers, because she'll threaten to throw it out. And I'll say, I'm kind of full. I'm kind of full. And she'll say, well, you know, if I'm done, so if you don't want it, I'm just going to throw. I'm like, no, don't. I'll eat it. She knows how to get me on that. You think about all the effort, the energy, the production that goes into getting that food to your plate or to your refrigerator or to your cabinet. It just seems to me you want to use as much as possible.
Right. And it's, you know, it really hits home when you think about all the people that food is not plentiful for. I mean, you know, you go into a cafeteria and you go into a restaurant and that has prepared food ahead of time, and what they don't serve that day is waste food. And you know, we need to do a better job in our country of you know, watching behind us. What are we leaving in our wake? And it's kind of like in a boat that's going across the lake, and it's, you know, the boat might only be 12 foot and I don't know, 8-10 feet wide. Mm-hmm. But if you look behind it, the wake is massive. And that's what a lot of us do in this country. You know, we've developed a throw it away mentality, and you know, we've got to, you know, we can't just say, hey, these kids that are doing all these projects, they're brilliant and all that. We can't leave it to them. We've got to be responsible for our own spot in the world.
EMAweb.org, the Environmental Management Association. Larry Rossette is president. Larry, thank you so much for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show this morning.
Great, and I appreciate your time, and thank you for giving us a little bit of recognition.
Appreciate it.
We are a nonprofit organization, and anybody that would like to learn more or potentially join our organization, please go on our website. All the information is there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the time this morning, Larry. Appreciate it. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by yellowhose.com, Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at yellowhose.com. More of the Steve Gruber Show up next.